Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Once again, we are back on this daily devotion for the second session. And I believe we have been watchful and blessed as we just had a recap of what we heard yesterday. Interceding the Holy Ghost. We are supposed to be very much a people who are to be aligned, walking aligned as per the leading of the Holy Ghost, that this guide and the counselor that God has provided for us as a comforter, that we must feed him, that we must tell all our burdens and give him all the pain and all what we go through, that Lord, you truly guide me and bless me in all my life and in all my endurance. Yesterday we saw the bride must eat the book. The first thing, we can be aligned with the comforter as long as we eat the book of life. Unless we eat the book, we will never be able to understand what the Comforter is truly guiding us and leading us. People would have various experiences in the Spirit, but that may not be the right leading of the Holy Ghost. So, we see today in this session of interceding the Holy Ghost, the second session, we are actually have to overcome one important aspect, is the end time apostasy. We have to overcome this. Today our fear is not of the atomic bombs, but we are in fear of the end time deceptions. This apostasy, which we read of it in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, which are the seven major signs that our Lord Jesus gave to us, that we be mindful and we be careful of all these things that will happen in the last days. But besides this, the Apostle Paul also warns us that in the last days there would bring a marked increase in false teachings. So Paul states in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. For the time will come they will not endure sound doctrines, but after their own lusts shall they heap teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their years from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is the kind of time that the bride church is going through. Believe it or not, that it is not something different for each and every one of us. We are going through a similar situation, no matter which part of the globe or where you may belong to. The Word of God admonishes and He recognizes the situation that we face, especially in the end times. In the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, Paul gives us a stern warning. Let no man deceive you by any means. He was very serious when he states this. Let no man deceive you by any means. Be cautious, be careful, be sincere, be faithful. Do not enter into any kind of deception. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself as God. Now, brothers and sisters, we are living in a scenario where all of these things are actually coming to pass, coming to be a significance in these days. things change very rapidly. We may not understand how things, we just believe how the time is running by, how everything is going so swiftly. But we do understand even the scriptures are being fulfilled very swiftly. Even the situation, the promises that God said, the prophecies that what He has spoken is coming to pass, and even so very swiftly. My brothers and sisters, we need to take heed. And this Paul's stern warning has to take a deep effect into our hearts. What does this mean, falling away? You know, I would love to just speak a few thoughts on what is this falling away. Falling away simply means putting the word of God aside. Putting aside in exchange for some traditions, cultures, dogmas and creeds. Having the Holy Spirit deposed only for popes, bishops, presidents, counselors. This is actually apostasy. Believe it or not, this end time has opened its door to the works of the Antichrist. The Antichrist, the man of sin and perdition, like mother, like daughters, has in combination of one important factor going anti-word, disbelieving the word. Going anti-spirit, having no fear of God, and consequently becoming or falling victim to Antichrist. So the anti-word, anti-spirit, and finally Antichrist. God is going to renew us back. He's going to bring us to the original state, bring us, lead us back to the day of Pentecost, when the outpouring of the Spirit, when the Spirit of the living God was actually poured upon the church, and this church, though they went into a kind of apostasy, where the four kind of worms that actually came, that what we read in Joel chapter 2, the locust, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, they have eaten the life out of the original bride church. And this is a work of the Antichrist spirit manifested in organization, denominations and false doctrines. We believe and we have noticed how throughout the ages, how the poor little church that has its stock finally getting now restored with the same Pentecost, that we are supposed to be back to God in the for the final harvest, that God is going to plant a new church. It is not something, a church that is new in its birth or new in its nature, but it's the same church once again. It's going to be renewed and getting back to its original planting, to the original seed. What did this insect do? The first thing it was that it took off the fruit and the brotherly love. My brothers and sisters, it all begins with this truth and brotherly love, that how these insects actually spoiled the harvest, spoiled the life, spoiled the fruit. We hear two words that the prophet has spoken as he expounded the word, Nicolaitans and Balaamism. The word Nicolaitans really stands, it is the corruption of the clergy. The teachings that led astray and misled the entire faith church believers. And Balaamism is actually the subjection of the people, that they are just blindly subjected to their creeds, to all their cultures, to all that which is blindness in the eyes of God. The Lord says, I hate this Nicolaitanism. I hate it because they are the ones who have led people astray from the very truth of God. He says, he warns us, I command you to repent. We need to take heed, my brothers and sisters, to the things that God hates. And God clearly states that I hate Nicolaitans, and I counsel thee that you turn away, repent from this, lest I come and come with a sword and fight back and destroy. My brothers and sisters, we cannot go against the will of God. If we are called a people called by His name to live a life for His glory, we need to take heed that which God asks us to repent. It is such a great privilege that we are able now to hear the voice of God and acknowledge His grace and mercy that He has towards us. Finally, as we would go into the state of admonition, God is trying to tell us in this age, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich and with white raiment, and thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see, that our blindness be taken off. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. My brothers and sisters, if we take heed to the word of God, we truly need to be obedient from the very core bottom of the word of truth. It is high time that we just get back to the truth of God with all our mights, with all our zeal to serve Him, because we do not know how soon the situations will change. How long are our eyes going to be opened? Maybe one day our eyes will simply be closed, and lest we all fall the sleep of death. But we praise God, as long as He has given us this life, given us this grace to live a life that which would be pleasing in His eyes, let us repent. Let us be zealous. The Lord says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. These are the final words of His mercy at the final hour and the final moments. May we be always looking unto Him for His guidance, because this is the last stage that we are in today. There are situations that are already, the fire that has already been kindled in the world. The globe, the entire globe is in a peril. Peril of natural calamities, peril of wars, rumors of wars, peril of hatred, governance falling and crashing, corruptions increasing. All kind of menace we find it in this world that is happening. But God is the Lord who is true to His word. He will surely bring the fulfillment of every promise that He has spoken, and moreover spoken in favor of His children. Further, Paul says in Ephesians, awake thou that sleepest, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. To be asleep is not to be dead. These are the sleeping among the dead. You know, many times it is so true that we are just sleeping among the dead. They are out there in the dead denominations. They are floating among with them, and there is the voice of God that cries out, awake up, repent of your folly. Awake, awake up, repent of your follies. There they are leading their influence, giving their time and their money, and actually their very lives to these Antichrist organizations. And all the while thinking it is all right, they need to repent. They need to have a change of mind and turn towards the truth. Brothers and sisters, I believe we have acknowledged the second phase of this seed interceding the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is first going to be active provided we as a bride church have eaten of the book. And now today we see how are we supposed to overcome the end time apostasy. How are we supposed to be taking heed, waking up among the dead and following the Spirit that would lead us to life and life forevermore. May God bless you. May He fill you with wisdom and grace and bless you exceedingly for the glory of His name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, and God bless you, and have a great day today. Praise the Lord.